Unit 6, Part A, Exercise 1. Listening. Coca-Cola on promotion tour.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first day of our sales promotion week. My name is Tanya Kugler, and this morning I want to tell you more about the history of Coca-Cola. Okay, well, perhaps you know this man already. His name is Dr. John Pemberton, and he invented Coca-Cola. Dr. Pemberton was a pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA. He made the first Coca-Cola there in 1886. Dr. Pemberton invented the drink, but he didn't invent the name. His assistant, Frank Robinson, invented the name Coca-Cola. And he wrote the words for Dr. Pemberton, too. We use almost the same famous Coca-Cola design today. Dr. Pemberton didn't sell very much of his new drink, and after 3 or 4 years, he sold his business to a businessman in Atlanta. His name was Asa Candler. Mr. Candler started the modern Coca-Cola company in 1892. He was a very good businessman. After only 3 years, millions of people in every state in the USA drank and liked Coca-Cola. At first, people didn't buy Coca-Cola in bottles. They bought the drink in glasses, usually in pharmacies. The famous Coca-Cola bottle started in 1916. Of course, Coca-Cola bottles are almost the same today. In the 1920s and 30s, the Coca-Cola company started selling the drink in other countries. Coca-Cola came to Germany in 1929. The company produced the first bottle of Coca-Cola in the German city of Essen on April 8th, 1929. And did you know the company invented Fanta in Germany? It produced the first bottles of Fanta here in 1940. In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the Coca-Cola company started selling its drinks in lots of countries around the world. And it started making new products. It sold the first Coca-Cola cans in 1963. In 1982 came Diet Coke. And in 2005, Coca-Cola Zero. Today, the company sells its products in over 200 countries, from China to Canada and Australia. So, that's a very short history of Coca-Cola.